This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Well, Ashley, since it's a glorious day, that means that the Holy Father's Wednesday general audience was outdoors in St. Yes. Peter's Square. Tell us about his message this morning.
It sure was, and that message on apostolic zeal continued today. Today, the Holy Father focused his catechesis on St. Andrew Kim. He was the first native priest and martyr of Korea. And today, the Holy Father pointed to him, calling his life an eloquent testimony of zeal for the gospel. And he also pointed out that with the help of someone like the great St. Andrew Kim, it was lay people who then chose to evangelize and spread the faith. And he asked a very poignant question today of all the faithful. He said, could you do that? Now, in looking at the life of St. Andrew Kim, he said, of course, this was a time of fierce persecution. But despite that, St. Andrew sought out Christians who were, of course, hiding their faith. They were keeping it secret. The Pope told a story, a particular story about St. Andrew Kim, who he was traveling in his evangelization efforts. Snow was falling, and he was so worn out that he finally fell to the ground. But while he was there, he heard a voice say, get up and keep walking. And it was at that moment that he realized that while he's spreading the gospel, he is not alone. So the Pope encouraged all today to look to St. Andrew Kim for courage to get up when any of us fall. And he said that he praised his life, the life of St. Andrew Kim, as one who followed the Lord, who followed his way in the gospel, and was even willing to give his own life for the sake of the gospel, and pointing out that it's the Holy Spirit, of course, who gives this strong Christian witness and identity. And it's been that way since Pentecost. So especially as we await Pentecost, the Pope asked all to pray for the strength for evangelization, and also to pray through the intercession of St. Andrew Kim, in the Pope's words, not to be robbed of the sweet joy of evangelization and to have that strength to go forward. And then finally, John, today the Pope also prayed on the World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. This is something that was established in 2007 by Pope Benedict XVI, and it's on the Feast of Mary, Help of Christians, specifically as a day to remember the Church in China and the Church in Asia. And so today the prayer was especially for consolation and encouragement of the church in China, and that the goodness and fullness, beauty, and freedom of the gospel can be spread to China and Asia, John.
And I think the Holy Father's words is a reminder that not only was there great persecution in Korea a couple hundred years ago, but that persecution continues for the Christian faith in North Korea and in so many parts of China to this day, where people have to go through great hardships just to be able to even get their hands on the gospel.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's why there was a real moment of almost tangible silence when the Pope asked that question, could you do that? Or would you be willing to evangelize to the point of giving your own life in a place like Korea, in a place like your own hometown, in your neighborhood, in your family? So it was definitely a question that stuck with the audience today, John.
Meanwhile, the Holy Father made it official. He confirmed that he will be in Lisbon for World Youth Day coming up this summer in August. In fact, super exciting. He's scheduled to visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima right nearby.
Exactly. It's going to be so special because World Youth Day is such an amazing event, gathering young people from around the world. So this will be held from the 2nd to the 6th of August, right there, as you mentioned, John, in Lisbon, Portugal. And this will be the fourth World Youth Day that Pope Francis has attended, the others in Panama, Poland, and Brazil. And the theme of this year's World Youth Day is Mary Arose Without Haste. So Mary Arose Without Haste. Now, recently, the Pope sent a video message to those who are participating. And he said that to participate in a World Youth Day is what he called something beautiful, because one can grow a lot from the World Youth Day experience. So he encouraged all of the participants to have enthusiasm and hope for this experience. And of course, for those who've been where people are coming together, you realize that there are people who share the faith in all parts of the world and are excited about the faith. So it's an amazing, always an amazing experience. In fact, to give you an idea of numbers that come out, in Panama City, there were about 700,000. In Krakow, there were 3.5 million. And in Rio, there were 3.7 million young people who came out for this event with Pope Francis. Now, this was started by Pope John Paul II, of course. And in 1995, during the World Youth Day, it was the largest, the second largest event ever, papal event ever, with 5 million people coming out to be there and to see Pope John Paul II. That was the first World Youth Day in Asia, but it was the second, the largest papal gathering ever was also there in the Philippines, actually. There were over 5.5 million people who came to see Pope John Paul II when he went. So it gives you an idea of the enthusiasm for this event. And if anyone has the opportunity to attend, it really is a life changer, John.
It is really amazing when you think about it, that many people, those millions and millions of people, come to see the successor of St. Peter, the Vicar of Christ. So they come to see the Holy Father, who represents Jesus, of course. And so this is going to be super exciting in Portugal this summer. And the fact that Fatima is just about 75 miles away from Lisbon, the capital, obviously he's scheduled to visit Fatima, if I'm not mistaken, on the 5th. I think it's August 5th he's supposed to go to Fatima.
Exactly. It's the 5th of August that he'll go. So it's very exciting.
Can you imagine what it'll be like there in the piazza in Fatima?
Oh, I can hardly even imagine the excitement. It's always an amazing experience to visit a pope and then in a place like Fatima, where, of course, we all remember Pope St. John Paul II going there and placing the bullet, the one bullet that was able to be removed from his body, into the crown of Our Lady of Fatima.
Are there any concerns, Ashley, about the rigorous schedule of a World Youth Day for the Holy Father, who has been dealing with his own physical issues?
Yes, well, in fact, that is why we weren't exactly sure if he would be attending. And that's why the confirmation came a little bit later than expected. But sure enough, this news, of course, was very welcomed by all of the young people who will be attending World Youth Day 2023.
On another note, and we talked about it a little bit last week, the flooding situation in northern Italy. What's the latest?
Well, John, at this point, there are about 23,000 people who have been displaced. Sadly, there are 14 people who have passed away. There are many people who are staying with friends and family. There's about 2,700 people in schools and gyms and centers right now. What happened was, in the Emilia-Romagna region, they got about 6 months worth of rain in about 36 hours. And dozen rivers, as a result, burst from their banks. Streets became rivers. Farmland was submerged, still underwater now. So as a result of that, about 10 to 40 million fruit trees are going to have to be lost. Now, that area is really part of the breadbasket of Italy. And there are still 600 roads closed in that area. In fact, our Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, returned one day early from Japan, from the G7 summit there, to visit that area, and called an emergency meeting and unblocked $2 billion in emergency funds to give to that area to compensate farmers, to also suspending mortgage payments, tax payments. And in the meantime, also Ferrari, the Grand Prix, the Formula Uno Grand Prix, had to be canceled in that area because of the weather. But Ferrari also gave a 1 million euro donation in aid. So that's what's happening up there. And so if we could please keep, especially the people of Emilia-Romagna, in your prayers.
Absolutely. Many prayers are needed. Meanwhile, the feast of the patron saint of Rome, Saint Philip Neri, is coming up this Friday. What are the plans? I'm sure there's going to be many celebrations.
Yes, in fact, he is beloved here. In fact, he's known as the second apostle of Rome. And so one place that people will visit for his feast day is a church that has the nickname Chiesa Nuova. And there, his remains are kept in the left transept of the church. Also, people can visit the rooms, the very rooms where he lived in and spent the last 12 years of his life. Then, also another important place to visit on that special day is the Catacomb of Saint Sebastian. And that's the place where, while Saint Philip Neri was in prayer there, he received a supernatural infusion of God's love. It took the form of a ball of fire that entered through his mouth and went into his heart, actually expanding his heart. In fact, at his autopsy, it was discovered that two of his ribs were cracked because of the experience. And so he seemed from that point to love with this incredible supernatural love. And then another wonderful place of pilgrimage on Friday, John, is the Church of St. John the Baptist of the Florentines, where St. Philip Neri became the rector in 1564. And then finally, a place that I have the great blessing of being able to visit often is the Church of St. Jerome of Charity, and what's above it are the private rooms of St. Philip, and he lived there for over 30 years. Now, the reason I do have that chance to visit often is because one of the universities where I teach is called Pontifical University of the Holy Cross. It has its library that's actually attached to that church with the rooms there. And so it's a great gift to go into the very chapel where St. Philip Neri used to celebrate the Holy Mass. And in fact, there in the chapel, it marks some very special moments that occurred there, like St. Philip Neri having the experience of levitating while celebrating the Holy Mass. So he, who is also considered a great saint of joy because of his huge sense of humor, is a person that we can all pray to for that gift of growth and apostolic zeal and apostolic joy, so we can continue to spread the faith to the ends of the earth, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.